Welcome to worship on this week, beginning the 31st of January 2021. You're all very welcome, whether you are listening on the telephone or watching and listening online. This week, I took up the appointment as interim moderator at St John's on Thank in Kilmarnock during the period of sick leave that the minister currently has. And so I particularly welcome the members and friends of St John's on Thank who are with us today. As we prepare for worship, let me say something about next Sunday. Next Sunday, as part of our worship, we will share together in communion. And if you would like to share as well, please make sure you have a glass of water or some juice and a piece of bread or a piece of cracker or biscuit. You may not wish to actually share in the communion, and it's absolutely fine if you simply want to watch and listen. But yes, next Sunday morning, we share together in communion. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We are the family of God and are called by God's name. We are heirs of Christ's kingdom and born of the Spirit. Let us therefore come together in thanksgiving. Amen.
Thank you. Our reading today is from Mark chapter 1, reading from verses 21 to 28. A man with an evil spirit. Jesus and his disciples came to the town of Capernaum, and on the next Sabbath Jesus went to the synagogue and began to teach. The people who heard him were amazed at the way he taught, for he wasn't like the teachers of the law. Instead, he taught with authority. Just then, a man with an evil spirit in him came into the synagogue and screamed, "What do you want from us, Jesus of Nazareth? Are you here to destroy us? I know who you are. You are God's holy messenger." Jesus ordered the spirit, "Be quiet and come out of the man." The evil spirit shook the man hard, gave a loud scream, and came out of him. The people were all so amazed that they started saying to one another, "What is this? Is it some kind of new teaching? The man has authority to give orders to the evil spirits, and they obey him." And so the news about Jesus spread quickly everywhere in the province of Galilee. May God bless this reading of his holy word.
As you listened to the reading from the Bible this morning, I wonder what struck you the most. For me, it's definitely to do with the phrase that the people were amazed by Jesus. And they were amazed by his authority. Makes me think, when was the last time that I was amazed in my faith and as I encounter Christ in my life and in the scriptures? Where in the midst of everything that is going on in our lives just now do we experience awe or wonder, amazement or surprise? I think for many of us, as people of faith, we can sometimes find ourselves in a bit of a rut, in a bit of a routine. And that's even true in these times with online worship or listening on the telephone. It's the same old, and it can wash over us without us really engaging with it. In our reading this morning, we encounter a group of people who gather at the synagogue. And the hope is that those people are gathering with a sense of anticipation about what they will hear as they gather together. And I wonder in these days, as we worship very differently, if we come to this online worship or this worship on the telephone with a sense of wonder, with a sense of expectation that God will meet us or not. And that's a challenge for me as much as it is for each of you who listens and watches. As we think of the story this morning, we encounter this man with the unclean spirit. And it's not clear how we might interpret this unclean spirit. Some people think of this as an actual demon possessing the man. Others see it in the New Testament as a metaphor for anything in our lives that might possess us or control us. So that could be, for example, anger or fear or greed or hatred. Whatever way we interpret this unclean spirit, the reality of it is that it made the man's life awful, that he was disturbed and distressed, that it even took away his own ability to speak clearly. It was a wretched situation. I suppose some people today might even think of the pandemic that we're living through as something of a demon. A huge and powerful force that robs us of our lives, our loved ones, our community, our safety. But the truth of today's story is that into the wretchedness of it all steps Jesus. Jesus is present there. And Jesus doesn't just come alongside with a sense of sorrow for the man, but Jesus comes alongside him with the power and the authority to bring release to that man and a fresh and new beginning. And that makes me think and reflect today on how Jesus comes into our lives and circumstances, how Jesus lives and moves in the world today. What are the demons that control us and control our world? The powers that are destructive and evil. And as people of Christian faith, how does that faith affect the way we see these situations in our world? I often speak of those words of Jesus where he said, "I have come that you might have life and have it to the full." Clearly, the man that Mark writes about this morning was not in any way living life to the full. What about you and I? What is it that possesses us at the moment? What wreaks havoc in our hearts and our minds? What distorts the wonderful gift of life that God has given to us? Jesus comes to bring healing and freedom and hope to all. And maybe this week we might like to reflect on the wider meaning of this story for each of our lives and for our community and for our world at this time. Some people are speaking about how we can build back better after this time of pandemic. What will that look like? What needs to change in our society? What do we need to be freed from, so that we are freer to be the people that God has called us to be in Jesus Christ? Jesus Christ, who came amongst the people that day as one with authority, as one who amazed them. And it is the same Jesus Christ in whom we place our trust this day and always. Amen. And thanks be to God for his word to us today.